Yeah, you got a bigger camera today.
Oh, than the last guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
What camera did he have? A little smaller?
It was a little smaller. We had him on the boat, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He missed some nice night work.
I saw the video. It looked cool.
Yeah, we had good weather for it.
Awesome.
Not always happens.
Yeah.
All right. You can drive over, too, if you'd like, or walk. We're going to go to...
We'll walk over there. I'll walk.
Okay. Still pretty big.
Yeah, no.
I know, if you'll get picked up, well,
yeah.
I could go nationwide.
Yeah.
All right, these waders might be way too large or a little bit large.
That's all right. As long as they don't leak, that's the best part.
Genevieve made me go through sizing those before I help myself.
They're not too bad.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That one picture of Robbie. And that floating red thing or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like it's gonna get rain.
So this stuff is very powdery. So we're gonna wanna spread it close to the water. So with your bucket, when you're down there, you wanna get close to the water.
I look at that.
And then you want to see which way the wind's blowing. Once you start pouring it, you'll see which way the wind's blowing. And you want to try to face away from the wind so it doesn't go in your face. Got it?
Got it.
Got that, Jose?
Yeah.
Okay. It switches a lot. Yep, that's why we start here. It's the least.
Oh yeah, you're right. That stuff is powerful.
Yep.
So the wind is blowing. What direction is this?
We'll call it north. All right, guys. Here you go. Take your bucket down.
All right, Greg.
Take your time walking down there.
If I call it,
I got you. You can start spreading there. Let's just, yep, slowly putting it on, and then let's kind of walk in like a zigzag, so start straight across and then start coming down and then keep going down towards the other end.
Going, so like going down like backwards?
Sure. Okay. That works. Start pouring some and see how the wind goes. Kind of give it like a little shake too. There you go. Just like that, Jose.
Okay, so can you see pour this?
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Yep, just like that.
This is quite heavy.
Yep. This is their first time. I like that I don't have to do it every time. So we're slowly filling the ponds. We play to Mother Nature, and she's been pretty good to us this year.
Okay.
Weather-wise. Because the water we add is 48 degrees, And right now we got it up to about 70. So with the black liner and the sun, heats it up nice. And then by this fall, we'll be full all the way to pretty much to the top.
Okay.
And then that's the funnest part, is getting the fish out in the end.
Yeah. As far as timing on that, is that still late September, early October? Or?
I would say October for sure.
Okay.
Unless something happens, and something always could happen. It could be anything. The minnow guys could run out of minnows for us to feed them, so we'll have to get them out of the ponds. Mm. But if we're able to keep feeding them, we'll go till second week in October.
Okay. Yeah, because right now I've got a videographer booked the week of like October 6-10 or 7-11.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good window?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, it's pretty much right when we did it last year.
Perfect.
So we'll shoot for that.
All right. I will email you and everyone involved just so everyone can not that our schedule dictates yours, but
yeah.
All things equal, if we can be here, that's...
We can get at least one pond for sure in those days.
Great.
Because one pond takes a full day.
Okay.
So it would be 3 days here for us and then whatever they get across the street.
Okay.
Because we help with theirs too. Because
yeah, that's what he said. You try and time it so it's not on the same time for clipping fins and
doing all that. And we have the stocking truck to do it, so.
Okay. So can we actually see the minnows, or are they all just scurrying away?
They are scurrying away. Most of them will actually stay down by we call it an apron. It's a concrete apron that goes out. Okay. And right in those where the air is too, that's where they hang out.
Okay.
It was I think it was last week, we actually ran a seine through here and caught some turrent for sure.
Okay.
It definitely keeps out a lot, but it's not 100%.
They keep an otter out?
Yeah, we'll keep an otter out, but once an otter gets in, they're really smart. Once they figure out they climb over the flashing under a fence somewhere, mm-hmm. they'll go as far as they can to just try and get the... All right, I'm gonna go talk to them. Did you get to see walleye outdoors over there, or?
We saw the ponds. We didn't see any.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was a little too light. They must have been in the weeds.
Yeah.
Their ponds look a lot different than these.
Yeah, they're much different. Yeah, they do water quality. Not sure what parameters exactly, but.
Well, he mentioned trying to apply for to write a grant for studying the plastic lining versus the clay lining on the dimorphism.
Oh, okay.
To see what causes a higher percentage of females depending on the stocking process.
Yeah.
Which sounds really interesting.
Yeah, for sure. It's another pretty easy one. You know, you just check in the end if they're females or males.
So, I guess kind of lay out the setup here. How long have you had the ponds here?
So, we've had... These ponds have been here since 1995, but they were all not plastic lined. They were clay lined for until probably 6 years ago. So, 6 years now we've had the plastic lined ponds.
And how does that impact success versus the old clay lined ones?
It's made it a lot easier for sure on getting the final product, like getting the fish out. It's it drains a lot better and you lose way less fish. When we had just the clay ponds, you would lose a lot of fish in the clay when you're trying to drain them. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely improved our success rate.
Okay. And how many... Obviously, these are eggs that we saw you harvest from Nemacogin.
Yeah.
And then you hatched them here or over at NADF?
So we did Nemacogin for NADF.
Okay.
So we collect eggs from Nemacogin for them. And then we were actually at Upper St. Croix Lake this year. Mm-hmm. So that's the walleye we have in our ponds.
Okay.
So we collected them at the lake and then we brought them to our facility and we hatched them there. into tanks, and then from there we brought them out to here.
Okay, so these are destined for St. Croix.
Yep, Upper St. Croix.
Where they come from is where they go back.
Yep, that's what we try to do every year.
Okay, and how many eggs do you think versus how many fry versus what do you expect at the end?
Yeah, so when we collect eggs, we try to get at least 3 liters, maybe 4, and it's roughly 90,000 to 110,000 per liter. So from there, once they hatch, we stock each pond with roughly 80,000 fry at the time. And then by the end, we're looking at getting 15,000 total. So it's not a very good success rate, but it's better than what they would do in the lake. Mm-hmm. In the lake, it's less than 1%, and we're pushing, you know, we're doing better than that. Mm-hmm. Here.
So what impacts how the walleye survives? Obviously, we're exposed to the elements here.
Yep, yeah. So it's, we check on them every day, and then we, you know, make sure they're being fed. And we try to keep the predators away, mainly the birds. And then, you know, it's just, there's no other fish predators, like, in the lake. There's no, you know, yeah, big predators eating the fish. The only predators, fish-wise, is themselves, so, yeah.
But does that come into play by the end of the season, some of the bigger ones?
So it actually starts right away. Walleye are very cannibalistic. They'll eat each other, so that's why we're adding the fertilizer also to keep it turbid, keep the water darker, so it keeps down the cannibalism.
Okay. So you've got a couple of interns here. Walk me through how they came to be here and what they're doing.
Yeah, I can do that. So they're from the Bayfield School. They applied. We usually get 2 to 3 interns from middle school to high school every year. And usually, so it's just for the summer since they're in school still. They get to help with all the natural resources, so I get them just once in a while, and we like to put them to work and do hands-on stuff. And then, I mean, they're only around for about 8 weeks usually. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we try to keep them busy.
So what's it like for you to be able to say, all right, here's what you gotta do, get in there and just do it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's great. I mean, I've put in my time of doing it a lot, and it's nice to see some kids here from Red Cliff actually interested in it and actually doing the work, so it's great.
I mean, they've got a good attitude about it, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, if you find out real quick if you don't like it.
And so what is it that they're spreading here, and what's the purpose? How does that play into it?
So what they're spreading is it's alfalfa meal. So the purpose of alfalfa meal is to get the bugs going in the water and also keep it turbid, like I said. And so the walleye eat the bugs is the easiest way to explain it.
Okay. And this is that. So do the walleye start out eating algae? Are they always going for bugs, or what's that food?
Yeah. So they start out with algae too. Walleye will pretty much eat anything they can get their mouths to fit on. Okay. So we do get problems with toads, but the walleye aren't quite big enough yet to be able to eat the tadpoles. Mm-hmm. But they'll eat anything they can get their mouths on, pretty much.
Okay. And so this does draw in enough bugs that they can.
Yeah. That. Yep. For sure. It's with the black clay lined or black plastic line, we get the water heated up pretty nice, and it gives a nice bloom of bugs.
Okay. And just what kind of bugs? Like everything imaginable?
Or? Yeah, pretty much. Anything you see in a lake, it's getting in here. We also get the whatever comes from the lake off the birds' legs too. Those will get put in here. And then the wind, I mean, hopefully they eat the wood ticks too, I'm hoping.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as the cycle for the walleye, are we about halfway, or where are we in there?
Yeah, so it's easiest to say we start in the end of April and we're done in the second week of October, so whatever that time frame is.
Okay. And not quite 6 months?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so we're easily, you know, two months in.
Yeah.
So maybe a third of the way.
Yep. Okay. About a third of the way.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like they need some.
Very last bolt.
Yep.
Take your time.
Then we're just gonna want to spread it.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh god. Like this?
Yeah.
That's how the buck is now on?
Yep.
Okay. Is it doing this?
Yep.
Ain't I doing all the mudguard?
That's okay. That was correct. So this is our well water.
Oh my god, I accidentally poured way too much.
Unless that's raindrops.
Yeah, I think it's rain. That could do a bunch on me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Zach, you got a lot to learn, man.
Yeah, well,
I'm kidding.
I can call them bugs on screen. No one will know the difference.
That's, you're not wrong.
It looks like a nice sunny day to me. Those are
it does.
Bugs.
Well, it's like that one little gray cloud passing. Yeah. Should we head over there?
Blitz doesn't even write out their full name on here.
Really?
Does it cut everything under it? And so you have so much regenerated white pine and red pine and oak.
Yeah.
That it's technically not your land, but it's going to get killed anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not harming it. No. Take it.
That's a good point.
Actually, all my Christmas trees stuff.
Really? There you go, win-win.